The Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amun Aleph Masech in the Dorm teaches us Nidrei Oinsim. The Mishnah discusses, as we learn at the beginning of the Perek, there are a number of Nidorim that are null and void, and one of them that was identified by the Mishnah was Nidrei Oinsim. And the Mishnah explains what is examples of Nidrei Oinsim. Hidira Chaver Shoichel Etzloi. Somebody made a neder that I should eat by him. And then the guest got ill, or her son got sick, or the river overflowed, preventing him from being able to fulfill the neder. It's considered Nidrei Oinsim. So the Gemara begins with a story of Ahu Gavra da Atras Schus Veveidina. The way the Ran explains this episode, there was once a dintara between two individuals, and one of the individuals claimed that he had proof for his position. He left some documents with Bezdin, and Bezdin were concerned that they was just trying to prolong the dintara, and they told him that you have 30 days to present all of your proof. V'amar Eloi sinat los in Yemen, if I don't prepare and I don't present all of my documentation within 30 days, levatlan hani zchusam, so all my claims should become invalidated. Isnes v'loi osam, and something beyond control happened that prevented him from coming. Amar Le Rava. So Rava said that this individual is an oinus, for oinus rechmana patre. And there's a halacha of oinus rechmana patre, that if something happened beyond our control, it's potter. What is the source for this very famous rule that oinus rechmana patre? Says the Gemara Diksiv, because the pasuk says Lanara Loisasa Dover. There was a girl who was unfortunately violated. She's an Eishes Ish, and normally a woman who's an Eishes Ish that has a relationship with another man, obviously it's a very serious Aveira. Here, because she was beyond the control, was an Oinus, there is no issue. V'chitem, and if one will argue, there it's a situation that were we to blame her, she would be mechuyev misa, and that's why we can't bring a raya from there. For Tanan, we have our Mishnah, where our Mishnah says Nidrei Oinsim, where it's not a question of killing a person, yet our Mishnah says the dira chaver shiachatzloi. So they're still considered Nidrei Oinsim. So we learn from this Gemara a very important halacha, the halacha of Oinus Rachmana Patri. Our Mishnah actually identified three types of Oinus. One was where he became ill, one is where his son became ill, and the third is where the river prevented him from being able to participate in the meal that he was invited to. The Nemuka Yosef explains what is pshat in these three examples that the Mishnah gives. The Mishnah is saying that not only in a case where a person became ill and obviously he could not come, and even in a situation where his son was ill. So his son being ill, of course he has to take care of his son, but it isn't that he himself cannot participate. It's still considered oinus. And then the last case of oinus is a very bechidish, which we'll discuss still, and that is where the river overflowed. And if we think about a situation where the river overflowed, so what happened? He could have taken, normally, this was a shallow river where one could walk over the river to arrive at his destination. And here, because the water went up, he wasn't able to walk. He would have to rent a boat. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though it's an oinus moment, all he would have to do is spend money and he would be able to come. That too is considered a situation of oinus. So our Mishnah has taught us there's a concept of nidrei oinusim. And the question that the Rishonim and Achronim ask is, why do we need, if there's a concept of oinus, that something beyond my control happened and that nullifies the nether, then if so, as the Rishonim, we learned and will Amitz Hashem learn that when one wants to have his nether revoked, he goes to the Rav and he says, a Pesach, if I would have known that this would have been the consequences of the nether, I would have never have made the nether. And that's how the Rav is mata nether. But why isn't every Pesach, asked the Rishonim, considered a oinus? And we're learning that a nidrei oinusim, as we learned in the Mishnah, is not a nether. So the way Rabbi Baruch Ber in the Sefer Birchas Shmuel explains the Ritva's approach, he says there are two types of nedarim. At least this is the way I understand what Rabbi Baruch Ber is saying. There's a nether where a person says, this should be also to me. I may not eat this. A person makes a nether, I won't eat a certain food or something, or that type of a nether. In such a situation, yes, we had an example the other day, a Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Samach Vav. A person made a nether that he will not eat meat. And then he becomes aware that the halacha requires us to eat meat on Shabbos, on Yontif. And he says, had I known that I'm not allowed to eat meat on Shabbos and Yontif, I would have never, that I'm obligated to eat meat on Shabbos and Yontif, I would have never made the nether. So in this situation, he made a very clear nether. So now indeed he has a Pesach. How that nether, how the Rav could be mocked the nether, but he needs to go to the Rav for Hataras Nedarim. However, in a situation where the nether was connected to a stipulation, I made a nether that I will be usher or whatever in something because I want to go visit my friend, or my friend is very anxious that I should eat by him, and he's so anxious that I should eat by him that he expressed it with a nether. So there's a stipulation connected to the nether. There was a tanai. The tanai is that my coming to eat in my friend's home. So when the nether was made with a tanai, it's understood that that tanai is only obligating me in a situation where I can indeed fulfill the tanai. But if there's an oinus that prevents me from being able to fulfill the tanai, the halacha would be that the nether is not a nether. So in other words, the Ritva is differentiating between a nether which comes with a tanai versus where there we apply the concept of nidrei oinusim versus a flat nether, there we won't apply the concept of nidrei oinusim. However, there are Rishonim that take a different approach. And they say that where is there a requirement to go to the Rav for Hataras Nedarim? That's where it's not obvious that the nether should be invalidated. But in a situation where it is so very obvious that the nether should be invalidated, there is no need for Hataras Nedarim. And our Mishnah is the perfect example. If somebody got sick, or his son got sick, So it's so obvious that he can't fulfill the nether because there's something preventing him. That is a nidrei einsim. Where it's not that obvious, there we need Hataras Chacham. And there's two ways of explaining this. There's one way of explaining a concept that we've already encountered previously, and that's the concept called umdana de muchach. Sometimes you have an umdana that's so obvious that there is no need for further discussion. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining it is that why indeed is there a need to be matter a nether if the consequences were something that I certainly did not have in mind when I made the nether? Because we have a rule, dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. But in a situation, explain the Rishonim, where it's so obvious that that was my intent, that won't be considered a situation of dvarim shebelev. And therefore, it won't be a issue. The Rashba discusses in a situation where somebody made a nether and the ready the oinus was there. In other words, using our Mishnah as the example, somebody made the nether that he's going to eat in this other person's home, but his son was already sick. Would that be included in the nidrei in einsim? So he says that it makes no difference whether the onus preceded the nether or the nether preceded the onus. The halacha is that the nether would be invalidated. However, perhaps this question that the Rashba poses is really related to the Machloikas Rishonim that we just quoted. If we say that the reason why a nether with an oinus is not a nether is because the nether was connected to a Tanai, and if I can't fulfill the Tanai, obviously I have no intention for this nether to be a nether. So it's very understandable. Here, I can't fulfill the Tanai. It makes no difference if the oinus preceded the nether or afterwards. Obviously, I can't fulfill it, and I'm therefore not obligated. However, if we learn that the explanation of why a nether api oinus is not a nether is because it's an umdana de muchach, it's obvious that that wasn't my intention when I made the nether. So that could be in a situation where I made the nether and then the oinus developed. So obviously, I didn't make the nether if I knew. I would have never made the nether had I known that this oinus is about to happen. But in a situation where the oinus preceded the nether, so why did you make the nether if you knew that oinus, that situation was there? And therefore, maybe according to those explanations, only if the oinus develops after the nether will the oinus be considered an oinus to turn this into a nidrei einsim. But if the oinus was there before the nether, it would not be considered a nidrei einsim. As we quoted earlier, the Nimuki Yosef and the Ritva explain that not only an oinus where somebody became sick, Rachman Litzlan, or his son became ill, are considered einsim, but even einus mammon, where he would have to spend money, as we explained, for the boat to go over the river, that's also considered einus to make it into a nidrei einsim. However, if we look in the Ramah in Simen Reish Lamed Beis Yoredeya Siv Yud Beis quotes a Rivash that if an oinus occurred and it would cost a lot of money to still fulfill the nether, that's considered an oinus. However, if we look into the Rivash, and the Rivash that the Ramah quotes is in Simen Tov Samach. But the Achronim ask, if we look in the Rivash in Simen Shin Pei Zayin, the Rivash has a different approach. He says that if there's any way to fulfill the nether, that isn't considered oinus. And therefore, even if it will cost you money, and a lot of money, to fulfill the nether, it won't be considered an oinus. So how do we reconcile these two tshuvas of the Rivash? So the Gra has a very interesting approach. The Gra's approach is that it makes a difference if the person is a wealthy person. So by him, money is not that much of a factor, and therefore it's not considered an oinus. If the person, unfortunately, is a poor person, for him, an oinus moment is an oinus. The Chasam Sofer, very much in line with the explanation that we gave earlier of Rav Baruch Ber, says it makes a difference what type of a nether it was. He says, if it was a nether that was made out tonight, so as we explained earlier in our shir, any nether that was made out tonight, the tonight is essentially saying that I'm only going to be obligated to fulfill the nether if I could fulfill the tonight. And therefore, if there's an oinus moment, that is considered as if it's a situation where I cannot fulfill the tonight, and it's considered an oinus. But where it's a situation where I made a nether without a tonight, it's much more difficult to apply the concept of oinus. So obviously, the Chasam Sofer is following the opinion of Rav Baruch Ber in his explanation of the Rishonim that there's a difference in the Dorim that were made with Tanai versus the Dorim that were not made with Tanai. The Taz and Shach follow the other approach, and that's the approach of Umdana. And he says, we have to look at the situation. If it's obvious from the situation that this person had no intention to make this nether, if he knew that it would cost them money to fulfill the nether, then the halacha is that's considered an oinus. Well, we don't have that umdana the muchach, that it's not considered an oinus. And he says, those are the two situations that the Rivash is referring to. Whether the person had the, if we have an umdan in the muchach, as the Ramos says, it's going to be considered oinus. If we don't have an umdan in the muchach, it's not going to be considered oinus. So again, we follow through with this machloikus, why nidrei oinsim and not an oinus, in many shailus. Is it because of the tanai, or is it because of the umdan in the muchach?